A local credit union made a presentation to Mana Food Pantries this Monday morning. WUWF's Bob Barrett was there.
For a total of $146,000 to help Mana get back on its feet and serve the members of our community. Thank you.
Chris Rutledge is the president and CEO of Gulf Winds Federal Credit Union, and on Monday morning he was at the Gonzales Street headquarters of Mana Food Pantries presenting a check to help get the community organization back on its feet after last month's floods. Rutledge said that as soon as news reports started coming in about the damage at Mana, he knew Gulf Winds was going to help.
We knew the next morning that we were going to step forward. I contacted our board of directors, and they approved a donation quickly. And within a couple of days, we had this plan together with Mana to help out here. And amazing, and within 2 weeks, $96,000 worth of donations.
In addition, Gulf Winds matched the first $50,000 for a total of $146,000. The credit union also helped out with equipment.
The next morning, one of the immediate needs that Mana had was that they didn't have a place to operate out of. They needed somewhere to get their head together, to think about how they proceed from here. And so we were able to pull together a trailer for them to operate out of, along with a generator and some computers, so that they could begin to find their way out and to dig out of the flood and think about the future.
And that future is starting to take shape. D.D. Flaunlacher, the executive director of Mana Food Pantry, says operations are beginning to ramp up.
We're taking food donations here at our site. We have, we had two buildings. Now we have one that we're working out of, and we're doing everything out of that building except for that little RV right there that's our offices. But you can bring down your donations of food as well as cash down here, and we still are taking cash donations and still need the funds as well.
Flaunlacher says that since the flood shut down Mana last month, they've been celebrating small milestones on the road to recovery.
One milestone we had last Wednesday that was a surprise to me was I walked into the warehouse and there were volunteers sorting food. And I didn't actually expect us to get volunteers back in that quickly. So that was a milestone for us. Today is an amazing milestone with this gift from Gulf Winds and from the community. And, every minute we're working towards getting back to service. And that's what's important for us and for the hungry in our community.
And the question on everyone's mind, when will food distribution resume? There is a goal in sight.
We're saying right now 6 to 8 weeks, and we're hoping to be able to do it sooner than that. We're starting from basically zero in inventory. So we've got about 75,000 pounds of food right now in inventory that we got in from the postal drive, but we have to sort it first. And so that's what volunteers are doing right now, sorting it. And then we really just don't have the infrastructure to do anything right now. We're building every day. We're moving towards service every day. We've got to order some tables. We just got some grocery bags in the other day. We've got all sorts of infrastructure issues that we've got to address. So 6 to 8 weeks on the outside.
A number of staff, volunteers, and board members came out to see the check presentation Monday morning. Jay Bradshaw is chairman of Mana's board of directors.
This is huge. When Chris came and made the offer to us, we were taken back because nobody's ever done something this nice for us. And for them to match up to $50,000 and us to think, we'll get a $100,000 check and be presented a $146,000 check tells us what the community thinks of Mana Food Pantries.
As Mana rebuilds its operations, one of the goals is to find a new location, one that won't be subject to constant flooding. Bradshaw says it will be a slow process.
The first thing we need to do is we need to figure out what happens with insurance. We need to see where our settlements end, how much money we end up making, what the insurance company does with the buildings. And then we'll be able to move forward with a plan. We are looking at different options right now, and the board is committed to finding a new home for Mana Food Pantries.
And with the presentation of this check from Gulf Winds Credit Union, Mana has taken another step forward. Again, Executive Director D.D. Flaunlacher.
This community is amazing. And, they always, this community supports Mana. But to do this in less than 2 weeks is really incredible.
And you can find links to Mana's donation page on our website, wuwf.org. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.